Police in the north have described as an elaborate hoax, a suspicious device in a car which a delivery driver was forced at gunpoint to drive to a police station in Derry last night. A number of homes had to be evacuated after the driver abandoned the car outside Waterside Police Station. Derry City and Strabane Airy Commander Chief Superintendent Nigel Goddard branded the actions of those responsible as futile. SDLP Councillor for Waterside Martin Riley said as a result of the incident, a local school was closed.
The people behind this type of incident need to justify to the community why they're doing it. It achieves nothing. They have no mandate for this type of violence. The people at the Waterside want to live together in peace. They want to go about their business. They can't do that because shops are closed, roads are closed, schools are closed. And for what? This type of violence did not achieve anything in the 1980s, the 1990s. And the young people going to primary school today grew up without any of that violence. We do not want to see another generation of school children having to endure this type of violent nonsense.
DUP MLA for Foyle Gary Middleton said the incident would further no cause.
Well, my message to these people is to get off the backs of the communities. What they've done today is forced people out of their homes, forced people out of their businesses, and caused the school to be closed as well for the entirety of today. That's the actions of these people. It will further no cause. It's time for them to leave the stage, to move on with the rest of society and to allow people to live in peace with their neighbours.
Well, we're joined on the line now by the Alliance Party leader and former Justice Minister in the Stormont Executive, Naomi Long. A very good afternoon to you, Naomi Long, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
So police say this was an elaborate hoax, but even a hoax has the capacity to cause fear and terror in communities, and it's the second incident in just a number of days in the Northwest. We had that attack on a police patrol car in Strabane at the end of last week. How concerned are you at the security situation in the North?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it is very concerning when you have two incidents so closely aligned together. I think it's also very worrying. I mean, it may have been a hoax on this occasion, but the disruption that's caused is very real. The fear that's caused is very real. And the terror that will have been caused to the delivery driver who believed that he was driving a live device to the police station will have been very real. So, I mean, these are serious incidents. They're ones that I think should rightly cause us all concern. And I would have to concur with everything that other political representatives have said thus far. They achieve nothing other than misery in those communities. And I would really ask anyone who has information to come forward to the PSNI and cooperate with their inquiries, because we need these people to be removed from our community. They are causing pain, they are causing distress, and they have nothing to offer but more of the same.
And why do you think we're seeing these incidents now?
Well, I mean, I think there are lots of speculations, I suppose, as to where things are at. The police have been very successful against a number of terrorist organisations over recent years and indeed recent weeks. And I think that action is to be welcomed. They are doing a good job in terms of keeping these organisations under pressure, in terms of disrupting their activities, and also in terms of making it harder for them to cause the kind of chaos in communities that they do. And I think that this is a reaction to that activity by the PSNI. But the work that the PSNI is doing is there to support communities. It's there to make the community safer. And I think that, you know, we need the communities to continue to work with the PSNI in order to ensure that those communities are able to escape from the kind of oppressive behaviour of these organisations.
Is the absence of an executive at Stormont, an assembly meeting, local politicians getting on with the business of running Northern Ireland, is that having a destabilising effect?
Well, I think inevitably where there is an absence of political leadership, where there is an absence of stability politically, that we see that being exploited by these organisations as some kind of excuse for their behaviour. Of course, it doesn't justify anything that they do, but I think that there has to be political leadership and there has to be some form of political progress in order to avoid creating a vacuum into which these people actually will exploit and develop their activities further. So it is important that there is political leadership, and the absence of that, I think, is concerning. But it's certainly no justification for the behaviour of those organisations over the last number of weeks.
The British government, Naomi Long, is today introducing legislation which will defer Stormont elections now until, well, for at least 3 months. And there, he's also, the Secretary of State, cutting the salaries and expenses of members of the Assembly. Are we looking now at a prolonged period in which there will be a political vacuum at Stormont?
Well, I sincerely hope not. And I have spoken with the Secretary of State and made clear to him that whilst I welcome the action that he is taking in Parliament today, and it is important that we do get that progress made in terms of dealing with the issue of salaries, in terms of dealing with how departments are run in the interim, and in terms, I think, of giving some space in order that the issues around the protocol, for example, that have been causing issues for some parties can be resolved. It should not be a protracted or preparation for a protracted extension of this hiatus, because we need government in Northern Ireland irrespective of the protocol. I don't believe that the problems that the DUP have with the protocol justify the fact that we don't have government at the moment, and it certainly shouldn't be used to justify any kind of protracted suspension of the institutions. The people of Northern Ireland, the majority of people in Northern Ireland, voted to have government, and so we have been very clear with both the Irish and British governments that what we now need to see is reform of the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement, so that in future no single party will be able to take and hold our institutions to ransom.
Naomi Long, leader of the Alliance Party, thank you for talking to us.